Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Abortions drop to near zero in pro-life states as abortion bans save babies. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, since the reversal of Roe v. Wade that occurred on June 24, 2022, we are now seeing significant drops of abortion in those states that have passed or laws that have come into effect that protect the sanctity of human lives. These laws do make a difference in protecting life. The battle for life has intensified since June of 2024. It's a great victory, Holly, that we had in June at the U.S. Supreme Court when Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey were both overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. But now that battle has intensified. We've got great news in some of these states with significant results for life. And then we also have also challenging situations in other states where they're pushing to get these initiatives on the ballot to vote for continuing the killing of innocent children by codifying these kinds of initiatives in the state constitutions.
Right. You know, I think of Florida alone. I saw a report since the Florida Supreme Court ruled in favor of the 15-week ban, which then the 6-week ban went into effect. They estimate that 50,000 babies will be saved in 1 year because of that. 50,000.
50,000.
In one state.
Yeah.
Because a third of the abortions had been happening in Florida because they were coming from other states. Now we've got the South protected for life now in the various states around
Florida.
Well, in fact,
what happened since June of 2022, out-of-state abortions increased in Florida.
Right.
Because the surrounding states, Alabama, Georgia, other states, they started to pass laws that were much more pro-life. And so people were coming down into Florida for abortions.
Because so now the South is protecting life now, all the
Florida
states.
Actually had a bad Supreme Court decision that began in 1989. In fact, the interesting thing is there's a mere parallel between Florida and the U.S., and that is on abortion. 1973 was Roe versus Wade at the U.S. Supreme Court. And then 1989 was Florida's TW decision. That made Florida worse than Roe versus Wade because it had its own independent distortion of the state constitution that continued abortion even after Roe versus Wade was overturned. In the United States situation at the U.S. Supreme Court, a 15-week abortion law went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court used that to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Right.
In Florida, a 15-week abortion law went up to the Florida Supreme Court, and on April 1, the Florida Supreme Court used that to overturn the 1989 TW decision. Huge changes, both at the U.S. Supreme Court and at the Florida Supreme Court as well. As a result, you know, at the U.S. Supreme Court, the battle has now moved from the courts in the federal courts, from the Supreme Court, down to the individuals and their elected officials, whether it's Congress as well as the state legislators. So with regards to what's happened in some of these states, there are efforts to amend state constitutions. Some of those already have been successful in California, for example, and Ohio. And then there's other states that are moving towards an initiative in November, like Florida.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, we have great news, amazing news on April 1, overruling the TW decision of so many years ago, 1989, 35 years ago. But on the same day, the Florida Supreme Court also allowed a ballot initiative to go forward, which is now on the ballot called Amendment 4. If that passes, that will make Florida even worse.
Right.
It'll allow abortion in the U.S. in the Florida Constitution through all 9 months for any reason at any time.
And don't forget, we have the abortion pill in the nation, which is now 63% of abortions. That went up 13% since 2022 with COVID and so many telehealth appointments happening, women taking the abortion pill at home.
Yeah, so if you look at the day the Dobbs decision was overturned, Roe versus Wade, Arkansas Attorney General signed a certification of a particular bill, the trigger law, that had been passed in 2019, which protects Arkansas's unborn babies. The trigger law was passed and is the result of overturning Roe versus Wade. Arkansas now has a zero abortion rate.
That's incredible. Zero.
Total number of abortions performed in 2023.
That's awesome.
Is zero. Zero. In West Virginia, legislation was passed ending abortion in September of 2022, with exceptions for rape, incest, if the baby was deemed non-viable, and to protect the life of the mother. Since then, the number of abortions dropped by 98%, 98% in that one state. Kentucky's life at conception, a heartbeat bill, went into effect in August 2022, and abortions dropped to almost zero in Kentucky. A law protecting unborn babies in Indiana went into effect August 2023. The Indiana Department of Health released its first quarter report of 2024 that showed a drop of 98% in abortions.
Mm-hmm.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health reported zero abortions during 2023.
You know, that right there is just to rise up and jump up and down and say, hallelujah, these abortion bans make a difference.
They do make a difference. You know, that makes a difference. And, you know, people say, well, you know, if you have these laws that restrict abortion, you're still going to have abortions. Yeah, but if you have laws that say you can't murder, you still have murder. So should we have no laws against murder? If you say you shouldn't steal or rob somebody or assault them, you're still going to have somebody rob, steal, or assault. Does that mean that you should just say, well, let's not have any laws that address robbery, stealing, assaulting, murder, rape? You know, let's just not have anything. Just have it as a free-for-all and have your society completely disordered. You know, the laws come together to pass regulations for the community for the common good. And the very essence of the common good is protecting the right to life.
Absolutely.
And I mean, particularly the most vulnerable among us.
Look at the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder. So we have laws where adults cannot murder each other. So why is it okay to have a law or allow to murder an innocent unborn child who hasn't a voice?
Simply
why is
because,
that okay?
You know, of your own convenience, and you don't want that little child to get
just
in
because you can't
your way.
See it doesn't mean
you know,
it can make it go
away. We would
not
say, well, you know what? Some families, when they have a year-old baby, it's kind of hard on them, and why don't we just not have any laws? They could just kill them, you know, wipe them out, throw them away, discard them. Nobody in their right mind would say, you've got a point there. Let's just allow them to do whatever they want to with these one-year-old babies. No, the community has an interest in protecting that life.
Right.
Creating a standard that says we protect and we stand for the sanctity of human life. And that doesn't all of a sudden just begin when the baby is outside the womb, taking its first breath outside of the womb. It begins when that baby is in the womb as well.
Right. And that's why, you know, the church needs to be on the forefront of educating people and providing services to help these women. If they say, you know, I'm in a crisis, I can't afford this child, then help the mother, you know, and educate the mother and provide services and tangible items to help that mother, or options where she can adopt the child out.
Well, you know, in Florida, for example, we won the case on April the 1st. We filed an amicus brief in that case, two amicus briefs in the case that went before the Florida Supreme Court. The TW decision was overturned. The 15-week law was upheld. That allowed the six-week law to go into effect on May the 1st, called the heartbeat law, but it's actually 6 weeks from the moment of conception.
Which is usually when the heartbeat is heard.
Which is usually when the heartbeat is detected. Florida also at the same time, in addition to that law, has appropriated $25 million annually to provide resources for women during pregnancy and after they give birth. And then you add into that 167 crisis pregnancy centers.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the churches. The churches have a great opportunity to reach out, support your crisis pregnancy center, whether it's in Florida or someplace else, or just reach out and protect and help women in your community and pastors to speak about this issue. Don't remain silent on this issue. June is not Pride Month. It is Life Month. This is the month that we celebrate life. This is the month that Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey were miraculously overturned at the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's celebrate life. Let's create a safety net for women and families. And let's continue to celebrate God's creation. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.